Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." If you need some encouragement today, this is a great verse for you. Perfect peace. Man, imagine what perfect peace looks like. What would perfect peace look like to you? I mean, imagine your life right now and imagine the situations that you're dealing with. For one thing, what would some peace look like for you? I mean, I know some of us, especially if you have young kids, like some peace and quiet. Well, good Lord, we'd kind of do anything for some peace and quiet. In fact, my wife and I last year had the opportunity to go to Cancun just on a little getaway, she and I. And that's one of the things we remarked about was just how quiet it was. It's so hilarious. Houses with kids in them are fun, but man, they are loud. But perfect peace. What would peace in its perfection look like in your world right now? In your job, in your family, you know, in your home. How about in your own heart? What would perfect peace look like in your own heart right now? Consider the storm that's raging within you. I mean, come on. Let's not pretend like everybody's perfect and we don't have anything swirling in our minds. Let's not pretend like we don't have situations and thought processes that are going on between our ears that are having drastic negative effects on our lives. Everybody goes through it. Everybody experiences that. But if you look in the context of this verse, perfect peace comes from someone who keeps their mind stayed on God. Man, what does stayed mean? What does that mean to have your mind stayed on God? Well, if you look at the root of that word and really go back into it, it's to lay, to lean, to rest even. Hey, imagine that. Imagine rather than having the onslaught of thoughts and constant whirlwind going on in your mind. What if your mind just got to take a moment and rest? To rest not only from the thought process and the storm, but to rest in something, to rest in Jesus, to rest in your Father. Well, how do we get to that point, man? How do we get to a point where we can actually let our mind rest and have our brain just calm down for 2 seconds? And here's the crux of it. It's the third phrase in this verse, because he trusts in you. If you're having the whirlwind in your mind right now and you feel like you're in the middle of a storm and it's going on between your ears and you're thinking about all these things, I just have a very simple question for you. Very, very simple. And it's one you need to be honest about. Are you really trusting God right now? Come on, I don't mean the cursory, oh yeah, for sure, I trust God. You know, God, yeah, God, he's faithful. You know, he'll do that. No, no, no. Do you really trust him? Do you really deep down in your heart believe that God's going to come through? Everybody wants perfect peace, but we have to trust him to get to that spot. We have to make sure that our mind is stayed upon the Lord, that our mind is leaning upon him, resting in him, laid upon the Lord. But what does that mean? We're back to some churchy phraseology, right? Hedge of protection. What is that? Well, when we have our mind stayed on the Lord, it means that we're constantly thinking about him and constantly thinking about our situation through the lens of what he would say about that thing. We constantly have in our minds, what would God have me do in response to the situation that's going on in my world right now? Perhaps he would want you to repeat a Bible verse or to speak life over that situation. Instead of griping about something, begin to speak life on it. Perhaps he would want you to take a moment and just look at the goodness that's in the situation you're in right now, because really you're just focusing so hard on the negative that you can't even see the goodness. Perhaps God's trying to show you something, and rather than shout at the wind, he wants you to just be still and quiet so that you can see that he really is God. Perfect peace comes when we trust him and we keep our mind on him. So whatever's going on in your world right now, whatever thought processes you're dealing with, hey, take a moment right now and just make a conscious effort to put your mind on Jesus. Imagine your situation, imagine your storm, imagine your struggle, and then just confess to him right now, Jesus, my mind is on you. I have your mind. Your word tells me that. I have the mind of Christ. I trust you, Jesus. Fill me with your peace. I've found that God, when he says something, he means it. And when he promises something, he always comes through. Friend, I'm telling you, if you'll just trust the Lord, if you'll put your mind on Jesus, allow the whirlwind in your mind to submit to Jesus Christ, I believe you'll find two things. One of them is definitely perfect peace, but one of them is a solution. Trust him. It's worth it. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.